Sue today received the following letter about the dangers of stunt driving. It was in response to another letter on driving. I have had similar experiences driving in the district. In the space of 1 month, I was forced to the shoulder by other vehicles on 4 occasions. The difference: these vehicles were traveling in the same direction as I was. In each case, I was coming to the end of a passing lane. I have become paranoid about checking my rear view and side mirrors to make sure it is safe to merge lanes. In each case, the vehicle in my mirror was well back of me at the time I signaled my intent to turn. In the few seconds it took to begin my merge, the vehicles had accelerated to stunt driving speed and were directly beside or slightly ahead of me, forcing me to the shoulder. The kicker is that had there been an accident, I would be the one charged, unsafe lane change, even though I was not the one breaking the law. This was confirmed by the OPP. The way the lines are painted at the end of the passing lanes gives the right of way to the vehicle in the passing lane. If there had been an accident and I was killed, my family would have no recourse and could indeed be sued. If MTO were to repaint the lines giving vehicles in the traveling lane the right of way, the extreme consequences could be avoided. They wouldn't even have to change the signage, just turn it upside down. Let's give the Knights of the Road the respect they deserve and get these nightmares off the road. Tom Blake, Thessalon.